Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing.
It takes a lot of hard work to make it look easy. This Mother's Day, Duluth Trading Co. can help you give her something that keeps up. Whether you prefer to shop online or in-store, Duluth has a motherload of gear, goods, and gifts to keep her comfortable and capable, no matter what needs doing. With Duluth's problem-solving details and legendary durability to boot, you'll finally be mom's favorite again. Check out DuluthTrading.com for all your Mother's Day gifting needs.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, you're listening to Parents in Hell with...
Can you say... Rob Beckett.
Dad Beckett.
And Josh Widdicombe.
Tessa Goodham.
Oh, lovely stuff. That's Americana again, Josh.
Yeah, we're big in the stateside. Hi there. Love the podcast and hearing your trials and tribulations as a parent. This is my daughter Julia, age 2. She was born in March 2020, just 4 days before lockdown started. Fucking hell. Both sets of our parents flew up from... Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, I think we're trying to swear less on this podcast. Well, I am, but we've gone straight... Well, I am. I swear too much, I think.
Yeah. When we were doing the book, Rob, and we had to take out swears, I searched the F word, and there were 61 of them.
61 Fs. How many did we take it down to?
I don't know.
I regret I didn't do another 8, so it was 69. It started on the Fs.
Both sets of our parents flew up from Bermuda to help out and got stuck with us for 6 months.
Oh, you'd be livid. Where do they
fucking
live? They were in Bermuda.
Hell.
where are these people from?
They are in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
No offence, Cambridge, Massachusetts, but it's no Bermuda, is it?
No. We're both born in Bermuda and moved to Boston 10 years ago. Anna, Paul and Julia.
Lovely.
There we go.
Anna, Paul and... Was that Julia took the baby called Julia?
Yes.
It's quite a grown-up name for a baby, Julia, isn't it?
There's a Julia at my daughter's nursery as well.
Oh, okay.
She is, I would say this, at least 5 foot at the age of 3. One of the tallest children I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but that's hard to judge because you still think you're 5'6".
So your scale's off. I'm 5'6½", actually. I don't want to quibble.
There's no way you're bigger than Deck.
Well, we'll never know, will we?
Well, you must have met him. Have you met Deck?
Yeah, but I didn't stand back to back with him.
If I was there, I'd have made you do that.
Yeah, I know, and that is a relief for all three parties.
And would have helped me out, I reckon.
And all four parties.
How are you? You sounded so annoyed when we started this,
yeah,
and I'm quite excited.
I fucked off this morning.
Well, you text me, right? Oh, you know, I've been looking after my son a lot this week, and he's not done anything. I'm a bit
there's
worried.
There's no anecdotes. That's the problem.
All I've got
is emotion. I haven't got anecdotes.
You said I'm anecdote. No, at 8:38, you went, I've been looking after him all week, but I've got no anecdotes, really. He's not done anything. And then at 9 a.m, just changing a nappy, this morning has gone bad, so got loads of stuff now. What's happened in 20 minutes?
It's not anecdote. It's just emotion. Do you know what I mean? There's not the quirky thing that happened. You're just following.
So you're not stepping in dog poo. Your life is dog poo.
You're just you're 6 inches behind a 14-month-old as he walks around a room trying to make sure he doesn't fall over and hurt himself for 12 hours a day.
So what happened this morning? What is the emotion? You haven't got anecdotes, you've just got emotion. What's the emotion? Just tiredness.
You know, when people go, I don't know if you remember this stage, Rob, when you've got like a kind of 1-year-old, basically.
Yeah.
But like, at the last leg on Friday, people, you know, I can't remember who I was talking to. They were like, what are you up to this weekend? Are you working? You're like, no. And they'll be like, oh, that's good, because it'll be nice to have a break. And you're like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this is the opposite of a break.
The last leg is the break.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? We finished, I had all my stuff ready by 8:05 on Friday. And that was my break.
You just rested.
The rest before a live television show. And I was due in makeup at 8:45, so 40-minute gap.
Do you have makeup on that show?
Yeah, Brooke has got all his limbs normally.
You'd have to airbrush them out.
They do an incredible job. But, you know, he's got a career out of it, so why not?
He shuffles around. You know, like, people didn't realise Keith Lemon was a character. Yeah. He sort of has to hide in the shadows of all his limbs.
Yeah, exactly.
In case someone spots him.
But you're just... So yesterday, so I got back from the last leg at 1, because yeah. Hammersmith is so fucking far from Victoria Park. Like...
It's mad it's the same city, isn't it?
Yeah. You're like... So I finished the show. You get off the studio floor at maybe 11:15, and you have a couple of drinks, and you're like, fucking hell, it's midnight. And now I've got a car journey of over an hour. So you get home at 1, wake up, the one ray of sunshine in this
is... What time are you waking up? What time are you waking up?
Our wake-ups are fucking incredible at the moment, Rob.
Really? What are you dealing with? Come on, brag. It's time to brag.
This morning,
yeah,
8:15.
Yeah, to non-parents, that is still horrible. But to parents, yeah. That is the golden age.
He wakes up and he
age.
Just potters in his cot.
Potters? Like what? A bit of gardening, reads a paper? Smokes his pipe?
Does his receipts?
Just pottering, just all the...
So he's got some
cupboard.
Books in there, and he's got like a couple of toys that we leave in there, and he just potters.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. So he wakes up quarter past 8 and then just sits there reading his
quarter
book.
Quarter past seven, maybe. Seven-ish.
Oh,
and
so
he just sits.
He sits there, he potters for an hour. That's good. The cot potter. He can't climb out the cot yet.
No. I mean, it's
I used
just
to be able to climb out the cot at 1.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, he can't. So he's good. Short, isn't he? Because he's my son. But
Little guy.
But then, so yesterday, you get up, and then you're just parenting. From the off, we had to get in the car because we're going to... my wife's dad's in, where's that place near Brighton? Lewis.
Yeah, okay. Oh, so you went to Lewis for the day with the kids?
Yeah.
That's
so
nice.
That's driving to Lewis from 10 a.m. till 2, 10 a.m. till 12 is the drive.
Yep.
He doesn't like the car seat, so he's the only baby in history who's more stressed in a car seat. He's actually a very, quite a chilled out baby normally. He's quite a chilled out guy, and then you get him in a car and he's a fucking nightmare.
He's just screaming the whole way.
Yeah, then he fell asleep for 45 minutes, meaning that when we got there, he wasn't going to have a nap. So that was my 45-minute break, was driving to Lewis.
Yep, sure.
Look after him and my daughter all afternoon, like, you know, because there's...
Does she get a bit jealous of the attention? Because when they are 40 months, it's all about them
well, do you know,
and their
No, she
nap.
Doesn't. But do you know the worst thing is, I just feel huge guilt that you just end up prioritising him and letting her watch, you know... well, I think it's called swashbuckles or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, and so you feel like you're not giving her great parenting. Does that make sense? And then you're just, and then back in the car, and then we got back last night at 7:30, and she'd fallen asleep in the car, so she didn't go to sleep until 9:15.
Yeah,
and
so
at 9:15, you're like, this is the first time. It's the first time I can just look blankly at my phone.
Well, because you've been working a lot in the week, haven't you, as well?
Yeah, so and parent, like, so you're working on parenting. There's no other moment. What is the other? I don't get where the gaps are.
There are. Bedtime?
Yeah, so quarter past 9 last night, and then we looked at our phone because our TV broke 5 weeks ago and we haven't got round to fixing it. So we haven't got any channels. Or reception.
Well, surely that could be fixed. Wouldn't you
yeah,
got some
but
time
when?
Off? When have you booked time off? When's your next bit of time off?
What, without children? 2024.
No, but with children. When are you not working? So you could just... Because when you're not working and you are with the kids, you do find time because you're not scurrying from one thing to the other.
I am scurrying from one child to the other.
What's wrong with the telly?
I don't know, because I haven't got a chance to look at it. I think it's one of the wires or something.
One of the wires, okay. Have you got Sky or Virgin? What's the problem?
Sky.
So is it all plugged in?
Yeah. And I was like, you know...
Have you turned it off from the wall?
Yeah.
Why don't you ring Sky?
Because to ring Sky, you have to have at least done a cursory check yourself. Otherwise, they'll just tell you to do it yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a few things on the way where it's like, try this. I haven't tried them. So I can't ring Sky and go...
Why don't you try it now?
Because I'm recording a podcast.
Yeah, but let's make it content. Get yourself down there, put some AirPods on. Talk us through your process.
We've reached a low if that's happening.
All right, so that was yesterday. Then you woke up this morning. We're straight with recording a podcast, bang on 9 a.m.
Yeah.
What are you doing today then? What's happening? What's the plan with the kids?
So we've got my daughter's friends coming around because it's Sunday this morning that we're recording. We're trying to inspire them to be the next generation of lionesses by watching the England game. I don't think they're going to buy it.
Right, okay, so they're coming around to watch it this afternoon, so they're coming around for the day to watch. So this happened, so I was watching the Lionesses. This will go out after the finals. We don't know if England have won.
Well done, England.
Well done.
For fuck's sake.
Edit that in, yeah. I was watching it because Lou was away last week because I was supposed to be in Sri Lanka this week filming, but we couldn't go to Sri Lanka because we're not allowed to travel there from the British government. Yeah. So we were filming in London, but Lou had already booked Centre Parks for mum and dad because she didn't want to be indoors with the kids for 7 days on her own.
Yeah.
So I was watching the Lionesses and I texted her, are you watching it? She was like, watching what? I was like, the football. It's the semi-final of the Women's World Cup. Is it? I was like, Lou, we've got two daughters. You're a feminist. Put a bit of a fucking shift in, will you? I'm doing my bit here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, how are you supposed to inspire the next generation of young women if no one's watching it?
Well, I've put the pressure on now. There's a lot on my daughter. I don't think she realises how long a football match is.
Also, the good thing is there's a decent money in football, well, women's football at the moment, but when, you know, another 10, 15 years, if they win this, then we could retire early if they get the call up.
Exactly.
Your skin refuses to be defined by age. That's why Agency Design, Future Formula, a personalized anti-aging formula prescribed by a dermatology provider to treat fine lines, wrinkles, dark spots, and more. Agency has clinically proven ingredients like tretinoin, which is up to 20 times stronger than over-the-counter retinol. Future Formula by Agency. Get your first month free at withagency.com. That's withagency.com. $4.95 shipping and handling subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're going to the cinema again this afternoon.
Yeah, it's 5 p.m. the kickoff.
5 p.m. the kickoff. Yeah, so we should be back 1:30 cinema. So we'll be back by then. I'm going to make them watch football because they do watch sometimes. When I watch basketball and football, the girls do go, "Why is it all boys? Why is it all boys?" Because it's not as much women's football on the telly. But I think it's been really good. Do you know what I like about it is how full the stadiums are. So it's like a proper atmosphere. Some in the past, women's football has been in stadiums that have been a bit too big, but the support has been there. So it's been amazing. It looks like an event you take your kids to, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, we're excited about that. So that'd be nice. You can just chill out and watch that. What are you going to watch? You ain't got a telly.
It's what?
You ain't got a telly.
Oh, fuck. I've just realised that.
Are you joking?
No.
So you've invited people around to watch the football?
Because we're going to watch it in the garden like we did with the men's. But I've just realised, because that's a different TV. Hopefully, because that's a different TV.
You've got a TV in the garden?
In the shed.
Oh, right. So you're going to sit in the shed and watch it?
No, you put it... in the door, you put it in the shed, so the shed's like a kind of roof over the TV.
But and you've got a TV in the shed, so you just put it, and so it's a roof over the TV, you can sit in the garden and watch it.
Yeah. I think because it's a different TV, it'll be fine.
Are you watching it through Sky?
No, just through the TV preview thing.
Yeah, that'll be fine then.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Anything else been happening this week, Josh? You want to get off your chest?
So that's been my life. I'm getting nervous about school.
Do you know what? I have sensed a slight creeping anxiety in you in the last couple of weeks. I didn't know if it's because you're busy with work, but there's a big change coming, isn't there?
It's 5 weeks. I can't fucking believe it.
So your daughter's starting reception at a new school. I think it's actually harder because your girl's in the nursery and then she's going to leave and go straight into the school sort of like over the weekend because she hasn't broken up for summer. You're not giving you much time to process it, are you? Because it's all normal still, like it has been.
Yeah, but I think the other argument, I suppose, is that you don't want this big wait and build up. Do you know what I mean?
No, of course. I think you're doing the right thing, but it's weird because it's creeping up on you.
Yeah, you want, because when she misses nursery for a few days, it's really difficult to get her to go back to nursery, if that makes sense.
Right.
She gets out of the habit. She doesn't want to go to nursery if she goes.
She has to dress as a nun. She gets out of the habit. It's a bit of fun. We didn't need it, but it's fine. So has she got a uniform yet?
No, we've got to do that.
That's when your head goes.
Yeah, well, before, would you do that before or after fixing the TV? It's a difficult call, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd fix the telly first. You've got a few weeks for the uniform. Yeah. When do you go then? Have you got a fitting? You just go to a shop or is there a...
Do you just buy it online? I don't know how you buy the uniform.
Well, no,
I haven't even looked into it, Rob. Oh, God. I'm going on the website now.
Okay, so there's school... So sometimes at the school, they have second-hand uniform sales, and then also there are shops that sell the uniform for your school. And there's normally a shop at the school for, like, the blazer, but you can like sometimes get the shirt and trousers elsewhere.
Bloody hell, there's loads of it.
But you might want to go to a shop so you can work out what size they are. That was one I said fitting. I'm not like, it's not like a wedding shop. You're not going to get like all the grandparents there clapping as she walks out. But it's just so you get an idea of what size blazer she needs.
There's fucking loads of bits of this uniform. It's absolutely mental. Polo shirt, blouse, V-neck jumper, cardigan, pinafore. What even is that? Skirt, girls' trousers, boys' trousers, shoes.
What's the difference between girls' and boys' trousers?
I don't know. I tell you what the difference is. £5 in the wrong direction. Why are girls paying £5 more for trousers than boys? What's going on there?
When I was at school, and same for my daughter, it's like I used to have like a white polo shirt with like trousers and shoes that you could buy from anywhere, but then you sort of had to buy like the jumper.
Yeah. That's basically what's going on here, I think.
Yeah. Because it normally has the badge of the school on it or the same colour, isn't it?
But I'm going to be honest with you, Rob. You know me.
Yeah.
I am not going to shop around to a second website. It's all available in one click. It's really expensive, Rob. No one told me. Thank God for this podcast. I'm making my money back.
I tell you what, though, our school does a really good secondhand uniform sale because what it is loads of people that have panic bought a jumper that's the wrong size that's basically been never worn. Especially, I tell you what's really good at the secondhand shop at the school is always stuff like the niche stuff, like summer hat. Remember at my school, when in my secondary school, we had to have goggles and a lab coat for science. I don't remember wearing that lab coat ever.
We didn't have to do that. Oh, we used to have to have a. We used to have an apron, actually. Yeah. Fuck now.
We used to have a lab coat. And what am I doing in science without a lab coat?
I'm finding the whole thing very stressful, Rob.
Let's break it down. What's stressing you about your daughter starting school?
Well, just, you know, she's going somewhere and all her friends are, like, they're all going to different schools or some of them are going to the same school, but they've been split into different classes,
right,
which I'd find even more frustrating.
So is anyone going to her school?
No.
No, okay. But that my daughter was the same. There was no one in her school from her nursery. It's good for them. It gives them resilience.
It's more my issue than hers, Rob. I'm fully aware of that.
Yeah, no, of course. I think it's good for them to... I think sometimes if you're a kid that just does the same thing all the... You want to move them about all the time. But if anything's too safe, it's not good for you. There's that David Bowie quote, isn't it? About like when you're like out swimming and you're trying to do something, your feet don't quite touch the bottom. That's when something good happens.
Yeah.
Because if you're too far out, it's too much. But if you're too close to shore, it's too safe and nothing exciting happens, does it?
Yeah. Do we know what school he sent his son to?
Zowie Bowie?
Zowie Bowie, let's be honest, has been thrown in at the fucking deep end there, hasn't he? His feet aren't touching the floor.
Yeah, he is in. He's straight off the deep dive, old Zowie Bowie.
David's not giving him a fucking hope.
He's launched him in a music school. Hello, I'm Zowie Bowie. Who's your dad then? Oh, he's changed his name. He's changed his name.
Yeah, he's Duncan Jones now.
Duncan Jones.
He's a film director.
Oh, right. Yeah, fair enough.
He's changed his name to Duncan. Talk about going too far the other way.
His feet are really touching the bottom.
He's in a fucking puddle.
He's got his wellies on, up to his knees in a 2-inch puddle, the geezer. Go on, big dunk. Go for you.
This is how worried I am about it. So it's just, you know, it's a big change, isn't it?
Yes.
And so what happens is my friend, her son's left this school in year six, and she sent me the bloody video they'd made. So they did a video of all the class. It's genuinely, I couldn't get through it for crying, Rob. It made me too...
But they weren't your kids.
They're not my kids. Mm. I don't know any of the kids. Yeah? So I'll just send it to you. I've watched this.
Be sharing videos of children we don't know?
Well, we're not putting it on our Instagram.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's fair enough.
Yeah, I trust you, Rob. If I didn't trust you at this stage, I wouldn't have started a parenting podcast with you 2.5 years ago.
The video, the levers video.
Yeah, so it's like the levers video.
It's 15 minutes long. It's all the kids.
The second half. It's all about the second half. The first half's interviews.
Oh, that's nice, though. Because then they all just talk about their time in the school.
And it's loads of videos of them, like, throughout. If you go from, like...
They've all got long hair. It's like all the boys and girls have got long hair, haven't they?
Of course they fucking have, Rob.
It's East London,
mate. It's East London, mate.
Oh, they're cute.
But anyway, if you watch it from the second half, where it's... I reckon I've watched it now 12 times. And every time I cry.
Really? I think that's quite manic.
It is. Yes, Rob. You work with me.
I think you're stressed at the moment. This is
stress. Too fucking right I am.
So you watch this video and you got upset a number of times. It is cute. It is nice.
So that's where I am in my life.
You need a bit of time off, mate.
Yeah, I know.
When is your next bit of time off?
From work and child.
No, just from work. You can
today? Yesterday. That's the time off from work.
Yeah, but I'm suggesting if you wasn't working as much, you wouldn't be as stressed by your kids because there's...
Well, the rest of my year is much easier.
Right, okay.
It's much easier.
Oh, that's good. I just think you need to take your foot off the
I did, but I made that decision about 2 months ago, didn't I? But the problem is it takes a while for that to affect the diary because there's still all this stuff in from before...
Your decision. You know... Sleeping over at Alton Towers with Alex Brooker and Roisin Connolly.
That's
can't
too
help.
That's tiring, Rob. Rob, last week, I'm just tired.
Yeah.
I genuinely have made the decision. I haven't taken any new work on in about 6 weeks.
Okay.
And it feels glorious.
Well, that's the thing. When you're self-employed, there is a bit of a pressure to go, I've got to do this, got to do that. But I think you've earned a position where you can be a bit more selective now, Josh.
Yeah.
Just do it and relax. You'll feel better. And then you'll enjoy spending time with them and it won't be that, I just need time on my own. Because then it all slows down a bit. If you're not too busy, you're not scurrying from one job to the other. It doesn't feel so intense.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Well, I've got this story that I don't know if it'll make you feel better about your daughter starting school. But my youngest keeps having nightmares. But I think I've realised she's been watching films that are PG on her iPad, not you ones.
Oh,
so she watched this one called Sea Beast.
Sea Beast.
Right, it's a PG. So we've discovered what's been happening, so we've put a stop to it now, and we're making sure she's watching age appropriate. She's four.
Did you say youngest or oldest?
Youngest. She's four. Google Sea Beast film.
Yeah, when a girl stows away on a ship of legendary sea monster hunter, they launch an epic journey into uncharted waters.
Yeah, they're just like this massive sea beast that's like hunting a boat. So she's been watching that. So I think she's probably having nightmares about this sea beast.
Oh my God.
And stuff. So she's been waking up a lot. So I've been going in and sort of laying with her to help her back to sleep. Then as I was doing that, I could hear like from the other room. And then the 6-year-old's in there crying like a kid from an Enid Blyton book.
Yeah.
You know, like sort of like like Mary Poppins snivelling kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, okay. And like really upset. But I'm like, are you actually upset or have you made yourself this upset?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Is that what you said?
No, but it's in the back of my head. I was like, this is a weird upset. It's almost like, and also, she was slightly getting louder and louder with it when I was in the other room comforting the younger one. So I'm like, is she just jealous? I want a bit of attention. So I go in, and then she's like, and I'm like, what is it? Don't worry, you can tell me. And then like, I'm calm, but she's like really upset. And then eventually, but I think she's going, it's just that, I'm like, I think she's thinking of a reason.
You think she's... Oh, really?
Like, she's not actually upset. She wants attention.
Oh, that's interesting.
But then she said, oh, I'm really upset because a girl from her school is leaving and she's not... She's leaving year one and we're going into year two and she's not going to be in year two. Basically, I think her parents are moving away, so she's moving school. She goes, and she's leaving and I really like her, but I never got to tell her and I'm going to miss her.
Oh, this is too heartbreaking.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And she's like, but... Proper, like, but I was like, and I was being supportive, but the back, and like, obviously, like, don't worry, and trying to calm down and be nice. But the back of my mind, I was like, I don't think she actually cares. I don't think she gives a shit. I think she likes this girl, but I think
she will not remember you in 12 months, mate.
Is that what I should have said to her?
Yeah,
people move, things come and go. You wait until you fall in love with someone and they break your heart. That's coming
when she's an adult, you'll bump into her and she won't know who the fuck you are.
I do sometimes say to her, look, I've got loads of friends that I don't see anymore. And do you know what? Sometimes it's for the better.
Chop out the fucking dead wood here, mate.
Well, to calm her down, I said, well, I'll tell you what we'll do is, why don't we write a message for her now? And in the morning, I'll send it to her mummy and daddy. So he wrote a message and he said, hello, it's, you know, so-and-so on my dad's phone. I really like you and I'll miss you in year two. Hopefully see you soon. Name and a kiss. And I've put that in my notes so that in the morning I can send that to her. She's woke up. She's had a bagel.
Yeah.
And some fruit, not mentioned it. I think she's forgotten what she pretended to be upset about.
Yeah. You should force her to send the message. That message is such a humiliating, embarrassing thing to have to send if you're not that into the friend. Suddenly you're stuck with them then.
Yeah, I know. And all of a sudden we're arranging play dates with this girl that she doesn't really like that much, but just had to invent it because she had something she needed to get attention away from her sister. Oh, this has been annoying for us this week. The egg situation. Because I told you that my kids got into eggs in Greece. Did I tell you that?
No.
Well, basically, they don't eat fried eggs in this country. In Greece on holiday, had a fried egg at the buffet every day. Only eat the yolk. Don't eat the white. And then, because in this country, they like boiled eggs, but they only eat the white and not the yolk.
Right. Yeah.
So that's the situation we're at the moment. Where if it's fried, they eat the middle. If it's boiled, they eat the outside. Fucking but never, never, never both.
Fucking hell, Rob. You know when you tell me to stop being the prison bitch?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not picking it off from them. I give them the egg. I let them do it. But I just don't get their, their process, do you?
No, no.
And children's they call fried eggs Greek eggs now.
Do they?
Because they
And so what's... I feel like I'm in a fucking logic problem. What's the score with an omelette?
They don't eat omelettes.
They don't eat omelettes.
They don't. They keep it separate, mate. Don't you dare mix. Don't you dare. They like scrambled egg, though.
Do that. Fuck it now. Jesus, sorry. I should stop swearing.
I need to tell you what I had for dinner last night, right? I was been working loads, and I come home, and Lou had cooked some sausages, right? And she ate one of them, just like had a sausage. And then the girls had a sausage each, and then she left two on the side for me. Came in, and I was starving, so I made a sandwich, and I put my two sausages in.
Yeah.
And then there was another spare sausage on the side that Lou didn't want. Put that in. And then they didn't eat their dinner, so they left their sausages. I'll put them in. I ate five sausage sandwich.
What?
But it was just going to waste. Oh, this, I think that's why dads get so fat.
This was Health Week or whatever last time I spoke to you. This was the week when Rob Beckett was changing for the better, wearing a vest and suddenly eating a five sausage sandwich.
To be fair, I did do a lot of exercise last week, but also, I ate more sausages than I did exercise sessions.
It is the kind of thing you'd find out about someone who does World's Strongest Man that they eat a five sausage sandwich. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of one of those mad diets that, like, someone who's trying to build up would eat.
I think I've accepted that I'm never going to be lean. I'm just going to have to be just an absolute beast, big power beast.
Yeah, 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 of course.
Have you ever listened to that meme of that bloke who's trying to
I'm
get
I'm going to stop you there, no.
And he just says fish. He basically go, what do you eat to get healthy? And then we try and find it.
So how many pieces of bread are you having in your five sausage sandwich?
Oh, no, I had it in a pitta.
So the bread to sausage ratio is absolutely effed there, Rob.
Massive. It's just pure sausage, really.
Did you have any sauce?
Yeah, English mustard and tomato sauce with a bit of cheese on.
Bloody hell, Rob. What a dinner. I like the fact you started with English mustard and I thought, that's fair enough. And then it just carried on.
And jam on top. Listen to this. This is the bloke who's trying to get healthy.
He's unemployed and has plenty of time to train for the Mr. Cumbria competition in 2 weeks' time.
What are you about to cook now?
Just my fish for me,
12 o'clock meal. I'll have it with a rice cake.
In the run-up to any competition, Danny's trainer puts him on a strict diet.
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 2 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 4 o'clock, just before I train, I'll have fish and a rice cake. I'll train. I'll have me fish. I'll come home, have some more fish with a rice cake, and then have some fish before I go to bed.
He's got to be taking the piss. This can't be real.
I should start shedding the fat.
This can't be real.
It is real. It's real.
Who is he? The Sea Beast? What's going on? Like,
you know, that was 15 years ago. Now, I saw an article about the fish and rice cake guy, and I think he does cameos where he says, happy birthday, hope you have some fish. Fish and a rice cake.
That is incredible.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah. So that could be you, Rob.
That could be me.
How's being fit by 40 looking, or whatever it's called?
Not bad, actually. I think next year is going to be the year when I'm off tour.
Yeah.
When I was doing the Parenting Hell tour, but it's only about 6 dates. But
yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be off tour because I realise I've spent about 4 months of the year in hotels.
Yeah, it's impossible.
It's so impossible. Difficult. So I'm trying my best. I'm trying to think what else happened last week. Well, because they were away in centre parts, I was at home a lot on my own.
I know. I went on Lou's Instagram.
Yeah. At Lou_M. She's on 60K now, Josh. She's going to be an influencer.
But it was like your daughter's doing, like, go
ape. They did clip and climb stuff. They did jet skis. They did all sorts.
And I was like, Rob didn't tell me he was at Centre Parks. And then I was like, wait an effing minute. He's not. He's at home. This is all going on without him. Absolute, what a winner. I go on Instagram and it's you and Ramesh in a fucking car smiling away. A day after you've already just recorded a podcast with me and Ramesh. You've had the week from heaven, mate.
Well, this is the problem.
Talk to me about your sleep.
Well, no, this is the problem. There's a dog in the house, isn't there?
Oh,
Lou
God.
Lou normally does the dog stuff. So I'm up at 7 with a dog. Well, dog,
you're up at 7
kid,
with a dog?
Your kid sleeps in longer than the dog. Yeah. And he's a teenager, man. Right? So he's a teenager stage as of a dog, which means he's a complete prick.
Oh, man.
So they kick off like, you know, children, like humans, they go through an adolescence and a regression. And so this dog started refusing to go into his bed at night.
Oh, my God.
So I let him out and then he started running around, howling at the foxes. Then he started chewing the door and then he pissed on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Because he won't piss in his bed. So I've got a little crate I put him in and he goes in there at night time, sleeps in there. They'll let him out for a wee in the morning. He's been howling all night because he's all confused because Lou and the kids ain't here. And also, I don't give as much attention as the kids. And I gave him a thumbs up the other night. I don't know why I did it. He just looked at me and I was like, all right, mate. Something to, you know. Well, 1 second. I'm just doing a podcast. I'll be out in a minute, okay?
Is that the dog?
No, this is my eldest. Do you want to say hello? Shout hello. Okay, right. Can I finish doing the podcast, please? You've got to give me a hug. Anything you want to say to the world? No. Right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, can you shut the door? Yeah, that's how they shut the door. It's a sliding garden door. Just put your hands on the glass and push it over. Don't use a handle. Do your kids do that?
I don't think we've got a sliding garden door.
So the dog... the dog's pissing and it's howling.
This is no way for us to live, Rob.
So I'm getting up at 7 a.m. I was getting up at 7 a.m. with a dog. And then, because Lou was... because I was filming a lot, so I was getting him up at 7. I was walking him at 7:30 to tire him out because I was going out. Like, I went out to do some filming, come back, fed him, out to do some filming and stuff like that. So on Friday, 7:30 a.m. I was getting picked up for filming on Friday. Lou was away with the kids. I took a dog for a walk at 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
I thought I was going to find like a dead body. Now that's always dog walkers, isn't it? I was like, no. But 6 a.m. on a Friday morning, I'm walking a dog and Lou come back and goes, oh, how was the rest away from the kids? I'm like, are you mental? This dog's a lunatic. Oh, God, the youngest is coming in now. The one, what's that? You want to say something to the world? This is the younger one. Come here and say something to... No, come here, quickly. What do you want to say? Because I've got to finish doing this. What do you want to say to the world?
Hello.
Okay, right, off you go. Bye now. That couldn't display their personalities more. One just said, no, I don't want to say anything to the world. And the other one said, I do.
Yeah.
Right, off you go and shut the door, please. Thank you. I'll see you in a minute. We'll go to the cinema. Right, okay, there we go. Sorry about that, Josh. No, that's all right.
Because when I saw Lou's Instagram, I thought Rob is having the week of his life.
Thought I was going to, and I was all ready to tell you how amazing my week was, but actually, it was just you and the dog, like Turner and Hooch. The problem with the dog is, the dog, and this, I understand how dog owners feel, right, is that they are toddlers forever.
Rob, you just said, I understand how dog owners feel. You're a dog owner.
I'm not. I'm a man of a dog. It's different. I'm not a dog dad. I'm a bloke with a dog. Lou owns the dog. I just live with it. Yeah? We're just in the same house.
How much do you think you've bonded with the dog, realistically?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's because deep down I'm a narcissist. That's what I do, isn't it? That's our jobs. So you have to be slightly mental.
I've got the same issue with the cats. Like, I like them.
I like the dog. I love having the dog.
But Rose's relationship with the cat, every morning I wake up and the cat comes in. So Rose is asleep on her front and the cat is asleep on Rose's back. Like it's pinning her down like a WWF.
I would go mental if there was a cat or dog on my back.
Would you?
Get off. Get out. Oh, I love having a dog. He's great, but he's a family dog. He's not. When they went, I was like, if I was lived on my own, I wouldn't have a dog.
Yeah.
Also, it makes you sat in a house on your own.
That's the first reaction. They leave the house, the door closes, and the first thing you think is, I wish I didn't have this dog.
I didn't realise that, like, Lou loves the dog. The girls, they are, like, curling up with it on the sofa. Hello, how are you? I'm giving him all... I rub his head and that, but that's about it. I take him for a walk and rub his head and feed him. But beyond that, am I bad? I can't...
No. I think there's always...
I'm just a casual dog owner.
But the cliche is that one of the people in the family wants to get the dog. Yeah. And then the other people in the family... There's another person in the family that doesn't really want the dog. When the dog arrives, actually they fall in love with the dog.
No, I'm very
that
much...
That hasn't happened.
If this dog was Brexit, I wouldn't have changed my mind. Do you know what I mean? I'd leave it. But I thought I was going to be that dad that turned into... But do you know what? I think I would if I wasn't so busy. But like when you're rushing around doing something, there's just a dog looking at you. And they just look at you. They've got them little sad eyes. I'm like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
I've not been looking after my kids, but I've not been sleeping.
Yeah, well, that's the main
thing. And he keeps barking because he's like, wants attention. I don't think I've given enough attention in the day. Because normally, there's always someone in the house normally, and I've it's the first time he's sort of been like a...
So what does he do when you're out?
Office
What's
worker.
He done? He's just...
He chewed the door.
He's not in his cage, is he?
No. So when I go out, I only put him in the cage at night time. So we just because he's quite. He sleeps.
So he doesn't sleep on your back.
He doesn't sleep on my back. But no, when I go out for like a couple of hours, he's in the house running around, and then I've got the garden. I let him in the garden and stuff. But he, it's just I can't give him what he needs. Do you know what I mean?
You sound like you're on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or something, like. Don't beat yourself up about it, Rob. Your relationship just doesn't really work with the dog.
No, I can't believe I thumbsed him up as well. What was that? I was just like, all right. I just felt a bit awkward. Like I felt a bit like, you know when you start seeing someone and then you go around their house and you have to talk to what could be your potential brother-in-law?
Yeah, right.
And you've got nothing in common. You're like, you're right.
Yeah.
You just sort of,
God.
And then I was like,
God.
You know, but then normally you get drunk. But I thought, I can't get pissed in my own house, so I feel more comfortable next to my dog.
Imagine if you got pissed to break the ice with the dog. Before you do it, you're kind of rolling around with it on the sofa, hammered.
Get really drunk, start getting off of each other, but we never tell our wives.
Lou comes back and she's like, you're getting on much better with a dog. What happened?
we can't imply that, he's eating something. Hang on, I think he's eating his own shit. Hang on. Lou, he's eating something out here. Oh, and there's dog poo everywhere as well. I'll try and get it in a minute, but the girls are playing. Fucking hell. Lou's still recovering from appendix, so she can't pick up the dog shit, which I think is a lie, because she picked up that parcel like no-one's business last week. It's like a minefield out there, that garden. I feel like Diana walking through it. Right. You still there?
Yeah, I just enjoyed that analogy.
Oh my God.
It is a weird life we lead, isn't it, Rob? Like, when you look at it from the outside.
What have you got planned for the summer for the kids before they go to... I know she's in nursery a bit, but are you doing anything anymore?
No, because we've done our holidays.
You've had
outside
your holiday.
Of summer holiday because we wanted to take advantage.
You've got any day trips planned, things, weekends? You're going to Legoland or to
Rob,
the seaside?
I'm going to my granddad's 100th.
Yeah, your granddad's 100th. We know about that.
We have no things planned because we've fucking been doing them all the time. We went to Whitstable, went to Cornwall, Greece. We went to that place with the wolves, whatever that was called.
Like the wolves? Oh, Longleat.
No,
Zoo.
No, the place where
Port Limp.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you've done quite a lot actually.
Yeah. So we've kind of top loaded our year, if you know what I mean.
So now you're just grinding it out till Christmas.
Now we're just grinding it out. Yeah, just desperately scrabbling towards Christmas.
In between you having meltdowns about her starting school. Has she mentioned school?
No, she's definitely... You know when people go, they're ready. Do you know what I mean? She's not as into nursery as she was.
No, they get a bit bored.
She's interested in learning to read and all this. You know, you're like, she's definitely ready.
What, she can't read yet? Well, she's going in not being able to read.
Have you checked
with the other parents about their kids?
No, because I don't know any of them, Rob.
How's her joined up writing?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm not... I know you are. But it's working.
It's still
the problem
not nice.
Is it's working. Gee, I've just looked at the calendar. She's starting on the same day that my son starts in the nursery.
Oh, that is
going to be an intense old day.
That is going to be... What are you going to do there? Are you going to divide and conquer?
I suppose we'll drop him off first. Or her off first.
Oh,
no, I think we'll do both at the same
no,
time.
No, because he can go in late. I think she needs to be the priority.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
definitely.
if he goes in the second day,
yeah,
you might be easier just to go. I tell you what, because he wants him to start with the other kids, but he might be too young to care.
Oh, he's too young.
But she needs to be the priority, I think.
Oh yeah, she's the priority. Oh god, I just didn't think this day would come.
But you've still got 5 weeks. You're going to be so worked up by then. You've just got to forget about it till then. There's nothing to do talking about it now, is there, really?
No, I know, but we haven't got much content this week, Rob, so I thought I might should bring it up.
But it's what's been... You could maybe work on her reading and writing so she's not behind when she starts, but that's up to you. That's how you prioritise your time. You know what I mean? That's not me.
Do you know what? Do you know what, Rob?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fine. It's fine.
It'll be fine. Go on.
I know when they leave nursery, Rob.
Yeah.
They do it. They've got like a miniature graduation gown.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. And I saw a kid in it once about 3 years ago. And I thought, that day will never come. And it's going to come.
And you're going to see it.
I'm not going to be able to deal with it, Rob.
Something else you do. This is not winding you up now. It's something you do need to be. It's a good tip. There will be children at your kid's school that their parents are quite intense and they will be able to read at a high level and
but they won't be happy
and their handwriting will probably be better than yours and you'll go
it'll be better than mine, all right,
and you'll hear your daughter talk about it and you'll see it and you'll freak out because you'll be like, oh my god, my daughter, I can't do this. But basically the first year of school is everyone getting to the same level, catching up. Don't stress about
I've met some of those parents, don't worry about that at all.
You bet them.
You've seen the video of the school. There's some pretty laid-back parents going on.
They've got some... There's boys with long hair. It's a crazy time.
There's boys with long hair, Rob. It's the fucking 60s in this school. Not in, like, the way that they don't hit them or anything.
Oh, God. I don't know if there's anything else to...
I was just trying to think. My life is of so little consequence at the moment. Like, I'm just existing...
You're existing from time, moment to moment.
So, Rob, on this weekend thing, what I want to know what you'd do in this situation. I've got last leg every Friday, finishing, you know, at the earliest I can leave is 11:15, but then I've got the adrenaline of a live TV show.
Yeah, so even if you get home, you're still going to be awake. So you're not really getting home. Well, you could get home at half 12, but maybe you're not getting into half 12, 1, really, back home.
Yeah. It just means every weekend starts fucked. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
What do I do? Would you go straight home after every last leg? What would your tactic be?
My tactic would be make sure I don't do any work at weekends, Saturdays, Sundays. And I'd maybe do is potentially try and get Mondays off so that you have a longer weekend and you work quite intently from Tuesday through to Friday.
Yeah.
And then
what have you just done to my diary for the next 2 years?
To be fair, we have requested that we record this on a Monday.
And it's gone in. That's the end of 2023.
A couple of hours in the morning. Well, what about this? Is what I'd do is I'd do this on a Monday morning, record this on Monday morning, and we've booked that out for nearly 2 years. But let's not get bogged down by that. And then maybe take your daughter out of nursery on the afternoons and go and do something nice on an afternoon with.
That's my break, Rob. I've just done a whole weekend of childcare. You're taking daughter out of nursery.
Yeah, but you're supposed to enjoy your time with your kid, Josh.
I do.
You don't.
I just need a moment on my own. Just a moment.
Okay, we'll take the afternoon for yourself then.
Oh, but then I feel guilty, Rob.
Yeah, oh no.
Shouldn't be spending time with my daughter.
And then when you're with her, you sit there, I should be doing this. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. I'm going to get through it. It'll be fine.
I think you need to find activities you do with your kids that you find relaxing. Now, this is serious. I'm genuine. But what I'm saying is, like, you've never taken them to the cinema.
Rob.
That is an hour's skip.
I know, but she doesn't want to go to the cinema for some reason.
How does she know? She's never been.
No, she keeps turning it down.
Yeah, but she's never been, so you take her, and then if she doesn't like it, leave, but at least try.
I have tried, Rob. She didn't want to go. I do with my daughter is incredibly relaxing.
Okay, fair enough.
Art. Love it.
Okay.
Badge making. I've got a badge making kit, Rob, and I'll be honest with you, I'm fucking good at making. If you want a badge, and you can make your own, I can knock you one up in less than a minute.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm incredible at crafts.
that's your niche, is it?
Yeah, I love it. All of that. But it's when it's 2-on-1, Rob. 2-on-1 is insane at this age. That's the problem I've got. When I'm 1-on-1 with either of them, I'm having a great time. When it's 2-on-1 or even 2-on-2...
Because they're the wrong age. You can't do the same thing. Like, so I said that I'll take them to cinema, but I can do that because they're 4 and 6.
Yeah.
They'll both sit there and watch.
What am I going to do?
What are you going to do with the 14-month? You can't take them in.
It's such a difficult age, these two ages together, because you're going, I'm missing out on this really, like my daughter's so fun to hang out with, but you're just like, oh yeah, you just watch TV for a bit because I've got to just chase him around the kitchen if it's just the three of us. It's so difficult.
Well, how about this? And we made the tips of any tips of things you can do with an older child and a younger one.
Because there's the park, so we go to the park.
But even then, you're rushing between two sets of swings.
Exactly. There's just no...
And you've just got to hover with your hands over the 14-month-old while the other one's just sorting itself out.
And you just feel like you're a bad dad to the older one. Do you know what I mean? I know you haven't got an option. But she'll be like, can you come and do this? And you're like, no, because he's climbing the stairs and I'm hunched over behind him to make sure he doesn't fall over. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's...
Oh, dear.
Anyway, sorry.
It's okay, don't be sorry.
It's just a very, very difficult age. When does it get easier? Could you put a date on it so I can pop it in my diary?
But genuinely, for when the youngest is 4.
For fuck's sake.
So when's that?
He was born May 2021. So May 2025. Jeez Louise. May 2025. How? What? No.
After
surely
the next
not.
Euros.
Yeah, between the Euros and the World Cup. We're going to have a World Cup and then a Euros, an election, an American election.
When's the Olympics?
An Olympics, a Paralympics, and then it'll be Easy Street.
Nah, it's still tough, to be fair. It's just still as difficult, but you're just not hunched over. You'll be right, mate. But wicked. All right, then. We're going to do some... Do you want a quick bit of correspondence or should we save it all for next week?
Save it all for next week. We'll do a correspondence special.
Yeah, we're going to do a big correspondence special next week, people, because we've been really lax on that for a number of different reasons. Let's do some small business shout-outs, though.
Oh, God, yeah.
I've got a good one here. This one is for... This is Mini Arcade Systems.
Yeah.
Go to miniarcadesystems.com and basically what they are, you go on Instagram as well, their Instagram's great. He builds, hand builds, it's like a little company in Ireland, and he builds retro gaming machines.
Yeah.
So it's really good because it's sort of all the old games you might have played if you're a bit older.
Oh, that's good.
So it's quite
good.
A good birthday present.
That.
But so he does different levels. You can get, like, if you're being fancy, he does a mad big one that you'd see in a pub for about £3,000. But also what he does is these ones are about £300, and they're like little joysticks and buttons that you can plug into your telly, and it has 1,300 old school games.
Oh my word.
And you can play it, and it's really good for, like, kids and stuff. So it's quite fun for your kids to play together, not online or on an app or on an iPad, and loads of old games and a few new ones and stuff like that. So yeah, he's got loads of great stuff.
That is good.
So yeah, it's a small business in Ireland. I must, full disclosure, I did buy one of these systems ages ago, and they're really good, but we'll do this one and then we'll finish up. This is from Sally, okay? I'm writing because I listened to your previous episode with Josh Pugh and found it very relatable. I have multiple sclerosis and I'm partially sighted. I have two daughters. Parenting with a disability can, I'm sure you won't be surprised to hear, feel very isolating. For this reason, I set up an online network shortly after the birth of my youngest, now six, called Mums Like Us. A network for disabled mothers. It can be found on Facebook, where over 1,000 disabled mums provide incredible community and support for each other. It's also on Instagram at Mums Like Us. I'm sure if you're a dad, they can let you in as well. I'm sure it's not just women and mums. It's not technically a small business, but a shout out would be appreciated. Much love, Sally. So that's Mums Like Us. Also, as well, if you are a parent with a disability, listen to the Alex Brooker episode. That's really good about how he parents and how his disability affects that. So, yeah, I'm glad we could help, and good luck with the businesses.
See you later.
Bye.